Most recent years, I've been in Lexington School District 1. I was a principal in Gilbert, South Carolina, also known as Gilbert, America. It's a rural community that's growing rapidly, much like York 1 is. Before that, I've done work at the district level in Lexington 1 across the state with some schools that were struggling academically. Also been a teacher at both the elementary and middle school level. So I've had a very interesting and fulfilling career.
Has your entire career been in South Carolina in terms of education?
Mostly. I've always lived in South Carolina, but I did a stint for about 4.5 years where I worked in China with international schools.
Oh, wow.
I'd spend a month there and a month back home, and so that was a pretty neat experience.
Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah, well, that's going to help you in your role here.
Right, for sure.
We always, when you're a new person in the mm-hmm. position, we ask these questions. It feels like you're probably doing the interview all over again. But what did attract you to mm-hmm. to the York region? What was it about the York School District that you said, hey, this is the right time for me personally right. and for the direction of the district?
Well, there are several things. One is it's very similar to the community I have come from. It's also similar to the community I grew up in. So it's home. And so, you know, there have been a lot of superintendencies open in the past couple of years in South Carolina. I've been approached by several of those, and there were some that just, to me, weren't the right fit for me or the school district. So when I look at opportunity, I look at impact. What impact can I make in an organization, a school district? And when I saw York 1 open, it was a no-brainer for me. The people here are amazing. The board is very supportive. And those are the things you're supposed to say, but it's actually true. And so going into a place where I know that we can make a difference, people often ask me, what's my vision? It's not my vision. It's our vision. It's our community. So when we look at what we're trying to accomplish, we look at the compelling future of where we want to be, where we are, and where we've been. And then we kind of decide what are our next steps to get to that future.
Janet, same question for you. You came from the world of media, which yes. we always love that. And you also came from Columbia. So same track. What attracted you to this job?
Yes. So I did, like you said, news media for about 10 years in Columbia at a station there, moved to Charlotte. But similar to Dr. Branham, I'm from Sherrall, South Carolina, a little tiny town in Chesterfield County. But being from that small knit community, like the focus really is the kids, because I mean, it's cheesy to say, but they are our yeah. future, and that's how we build our tomorrow. And just seeing the community aspect, the family feel of York One, everyone really is so nice. there, it similar with, and then the interview process and Dr. Branham's mindset of like, no, this is very much a collaborative approach. Like every voice matters. I want to hear from everybody. That's important. You don't get that all the time. So that was very attractive to me.
Yeah, especially coming from the world of media.
Of media, exactly.
Where it's just you.
It's silos, yeah. one person, yeah. one show. It's like, no, it's a team. It takes a team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Dr. Branham, what do you see is the vision for York? If 5 years out from now, what do you hope maybe has changed in year one?
Right.
And then maybe 4 or 5 years out when you have to look at your long-term goals.
Right. So in some ways, and this we're growing as a school district, and so when we have the growth that's coming in, we have housing being built up all around us, land being purchased, and we can't just react to that growth. We've got to manage that growth. And to do that, we've got to be crystal clear on what our priorities are for our schools. And so we have 3 major priorities, and that is that we have safe, inviting, warm schools for staff and students. That we are all about students and learning, because that's why we exist, high levels of academic achievement. And lastly, it's kind of the conduit or the glue that keeps all that together, and that's the climate and culture. So how do people feel when they're walking in our buildings and experience our opportunities? And that's not just students, that's staff too, as well as families. So those 3 things are interwoven to make us reach the highest achieving school district that we can be. And so, yes, state report card's important to us, but so is every single kid. A kid's not a number. A kid's not an average. And we want every single student to be able to dream about what it is they want to become. And then we have to backfill and figure out what programs and opportunities and access do we provide to make sure every single kid. And we don't just mean that like it's the right thing to say when you say all students or every kid. We literally mean every single kid.
Well, the York School District has done such a great job with that over the course of the year, over the course of several years. You all have kind of tweaked the model a little bit mm-hmm. because you realize not every student is destined for college,
That's
a
right.
2 or 4 year degree.
Right.
They're destined for the trades. They're destined for the military. And many, many years ago, that was not heard of.
Right.
You had to force kids down that road. And if they didn't fit, sorry, you had to make it fit.
Right.
But you all have really worked really hard on, to your point, finding what that kid wants to do and making sure that that kid gets to their destination instead of just trying to make them all take the same courses and the same roadmap. So that's a testament to what you all have done, and we've got a chance to see that as well.
We have four school districts in York County. Three of the four have new top leadership, and they've each come and they've kind of talked about what their approach over the first year is going to look like. Dr. Branham, how do you see, you know, you've been on the job since July 1. How do you see this job going over the course of the next school year? Are you going to come in and, you know, a lot of people are afraid you're going to come in and quick decisions are going to be made. What is your approach for how to kind of navigate through year one, and then maybe what does it look like going into the following year?
Right. Well, when you work with a large organization like a school district, there are things that are in motion. There are traditions, there are values, there are things that are already in motion, and some of those are really, really good. But our question we have to keep coming back to, is it best for the student? Is it best for the student? And if it's not, we have to question why not. And so, you know, I always look at change from an approach of what are the short-term wins? What's the low-hanging fruit that we can make a big difference now with not necessarily a Herculean effort, but small efforts, small tweaks or changes? There are people who sit back. We talked about this earlier. There are people who sit back for a year and just watch. That's not my style, but my style is also not to come in and turn over the apple cart. You know, we have to make sure that our schools are safe and that kids can learn and that teachers can teach, and all of those things flow together. That's our most important priority and always will be. The conditions in our classrooms, hallways, and spaces. But that also means we have a mantra, a slogan, or a theme this year of to be seen, to be heard, and to belong. Because we believe that if every kid feels a true sense of belonging, whether it's on a sports team, band, athletics, chess club, after school club, whatever it is, they feel valued in that setting. And that's, we know from data and research, that makes a profound difference for kids, regardless of poverty or any other demographic feature. So we're working really hard to make sure that we see and hear every kid, and that they really belong. But not only for students, that also involves staff, because we often talk about teacher recruitment and retention. And yes, we want to pay our teachers and our staff well, but we also have to make sure where they work is a place they enjoy coming to each day and are willing and excited to come back tomorrow. I often say our best days are ahead of us.
That's great.
Janet, as the public information officer, kind of what's your message to families in the York School District when they see you out and about in their schools, or if they get the famous phone calls that you will have to make if there's a weather delay or something else is going on? What's kind of the message there for families and how they should interpret, like, you and your role?
For sure. I've always thought of myself, even from my media background and communications, that we are public servants. Like, we are here for you. Don't feel, you know, afraid to come up, to speak, to bring a concern forward. Like, that's why I'm here, to connect you to the district. I'm working for the students and staff, but I'm also working for the families and community as well. And we'll be sharing our story. We'll be sharing the growth of York One. And like you mentioned about, you know, everyone doesn't have to go to college, and the amazing programs and resources that we have within the district to give those kids who may not want to go on that track record, but they have a trade or they have a passion in another way, in another field. We want to share that story and make people aware of that.
Your technology center is unbelievable. I mean, they're building homes, entire homes out there at the Floyd D. Johnson Technology Center. Well, these are just two of the new faces within the York School District. By Christmas, we'll be old friends for sure. It's the new superintendent for the York School District, Dr. Heath Branham, and then the public information officer, Janet Parker. Welcome both.
Yes.
Thank you.
So nice to be here.
Sorry that you left Columbia, but we're certainly glad you're here in York and part of our DNA and part of our story. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank